This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 12th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans chapter 3 verses 21 to 25. It says there, "By the works of the law, none of mankind will be justified in his sight. For through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. But it is the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith." End of quote. First, to your surprise, your salvation is not difficult or hard. With the invention of human-made religions, man makes it confusing and hard. Of today's insight makes it easy for anyone to comprehend the salvific plan of God. Second, no humankind will be justified or stand right with God by the works of the law. The purpose of the law is not to save anybody, but to make you understand the presence of sin in everybody. It reveals sinful behavior. However, it does not save anyone. Galatians chapter 3 verse 24 says, "Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith." End of quote. Thirdly, how to stand without guilty before God or the righteousness of God is now revealed apart from the law. It is revealed, or it says it is revealed or showed to us by lifting the curtain in this particular dispensation of God's grace. Although it was prophesied in the law and the Old Testament prophets in the scripture. Fourthly, how can a sinful man stand before God in righteousness? The right standing or the righteousness before God is by faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For how many people? It says for all those who place their faith in Jesus Christ. Listen, you can also stand before God with no guilt by your faith in Jesus Christ. Fifthly, there is no discrimination. There is no distinction. God does not discriminate. It is available to all people everywhere. Why? The reason states is all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is not even one who can say, "I am sinless." All have sinned. All are on level ground, standing guilty before God. No one can go to heaven and live with Him after their death unless the sin issue is removed from him or her. Sixthly, you are justified or declared without guilt or made right standing with God, not by your works of the obedience to the law. It is a gift by God's grace, by the redemption and salvation available for everyone in Jesus Christ. Seventhly, God publicly displayed Jesus Christ as the propitiation or satisfaction of your sins. Because of the divine and sinless Christ's shed blood, and you are acquired that salvation by the acceptance of Jesus Christ as your Savior. You see, it is not something God does not secretly do for a few people. It says He publicly displays Jesus for all people to receive the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life by coming to Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you have any doubt, please read and reread today's insight again and again and make your own notes. Please do not make it hard with your false pride, traditions, or religiosity. Your religion would not save you at the moment of your death. Your tradition that you cherish dearly would not save you when you die. Only your acceptance of God's way of salvation would save you and grant you eternal life. Bible says in Acts chapter 4 verse 12, "There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. The only name is the name of Jesus Christ." John chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. End of quote. God publicly displays Jesus for your salvation and eternal life. Whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have eternal life. It is a gift by the grace of God. You cannot attain it, or you cannot get the salvation and eternal life by your efforts. Romans chapter 10 verses 9 to 10 says this: if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and then believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and is justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess your faith and are saved. End of quote. Beloved, I can lead you to Christ right now for your salvation and eternal life. Would you pray after me? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand you display Jesus publicly as a propitiation for my sins. Jesus shed his blood to save me from all my sins. I believe Jesus is my Lord. I believe God raised him from the dead to save and reconcile me with you. Please save me and grant me eternal life. I call upon the name of Jesus now. Please save me. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.